SBS Radio.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. Gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
All right, back in the studio, we've got Fritzy and Steve, salted fish, straight imported from Geelong. Good day, guys.
Good day.
Hello. Good day, Maridel, and everyone listening.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
For doing that very long drive. Very busy.
Has been.
Yeah. So every weekend, gigs, because it's Christmas time.
Yep.
So how have you been since the last year we've been together? It's been a year, right? Since we...
I think so.
This is becoming like a yearly tradition for us, coming down here and singing you Christmas songs.
This is our tradition
now. Sing everyone Christmas songs and sharing Christmas stories. But yeah, we've been really busy. Like last weekend, we did like 3 gigs in 24 hours.
Wow. All in Geelong?
No.
No. We did one in Hawthorne, one in Queenscliff, and one in Geelong.
Christmas is a busy season for you guys, obviously, and busier for you, Steve. Congratulations.
Yes,
I heard
thank
you have a new baby.
New baby girl.
New baby girl.
4 months old now.
So, you've been sleeping well? Better than mum?
Better than mum, yeah, I'd say that for sure. But not.
So how has it been?
She's been amazing. She's been so different to my first one, so I'm very excited.
And so mum's Christmas will be... extra special this year.
It will be, yeah.
First
got our Christmas tree up. And 1st of December we went and got the Christmas tree up straight away.
So you're like a true Filipino now.
Yep.
I was
honorary last time.
Do you have your tree up? Not yet.
Just because we haven't had the chance to. He's got a beautiful Christmas tree and it's a real Christmas tree as well.
Like a pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to. I don't know.
My grandma used to do that when we were young. Okay. And to me, that was the best part of Christmas.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like waiting for them to set up the pine tree, fill it up with the colorful bubbles.
Yeah.
And then just sitting there surrounded by the scent of the fresh pine tree.
Yes.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You walk in the house and it smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we would have the time to do that, but it's very busy for us.
Well, you've got two very busy children as well.
And plus, you know, running a performing arts school, it's end of the year and production for us. So
this is at the Palo...
Parallax. But we're doing it at the Shenton Performing Arts Theatre. So big 2 weekends for us. And
huge.
I think after that, that's the time that we can... sort of calm down and think about Christmas and set up the Christmas tree. Last year, we didn't set up the Christmas tree until December 24th.
I remember that because I saw it on Facebook.
Yes.
And you mentioned last year that Christmas for you was really doing nothing.
Yes.
You know, taking out whatever's on the fridge and finding what to cook and then visiting Steve.
If we were not too lazy to drive.
Yeah.
But I didn't get an invitation this year. So.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. He's over it. He's over inviting me.
So I remember from the previous conversation that you really do a big Christmas gig.
Yeah, we do.
It's big for you this year too.
It is big this year. We're going to have 2 different Christmases this year because I've got family away in Scotland on Christmas Day, so they're going to be coming back that week. So when they come back, we'll have to do it all over again.
Post-Christmas party.
Yeah.
So what was it about growing up that you... What is it from your memory of growing up, what is it that you still practice today? Like things that you do every Christmas that you still remember or you consciously make sure that you practice on during the Christmas season?
The roast pork. the turkey. The food is probably the biggest thing is still that we hold. My wife's mum, Sarah, makes an amazing roast pork, so that's her job. I eat that.
But you do amazing turkey. Roast turkey too.
Yeah, I do the
you?
Turkey. Turkey.
So tomorrow. You've got pork, you've got turkey.
And ham.
And ham.
They're the meats, the proteins.
And have you got rice on the side?
No, we don't do rice.
Because you've got the pork.
Yeah. No, we do...
salads.
Roast vegetables and salads.
Very, very festive, as they say. Like, if you say in the Philippines, this is one big feast.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't eat for a week afterwards, really.
So. Or you can eat... coma. Yeah. You can eat leftovers for a week. Now that you have your little girl...
Mm.
How different or how the same will it be this year?
I think it'll be fairly similar. I think she's pretty good at adapting to what's going on around her at the moment. She'll ever just be have to put her down to sleep at times, you know.
Will you have you ever thought about doing the Santa thing when they grow up, when they're much older?
Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old boy as well. And he is very excited about Santa.
So, I take it he was introduced to Santa when he was one, or barely one.
Yeah, roughly. Yes.
So, do you put out cookies?
Yeah, we'll put out cookies for Santa to come and have some cookies, and we'll leave a carrot out for his reindeer as well, so we've got something to eat, something healthy to keep them going throughout their long night that they have.
So... do you take a bite out of the cookie or you leave crumbs and keep the cookies?
No, well, I'll leave it for Santa. He has those.
Santa?
Yeah, so, because my children ask, how can he eat so much cookies in one night?
This is why he's so fat.
Good answer.
And too much milk.
Yeah.
Indeed. Lucky he's not lactose
But he works
intolerant.
Very hard in one night. I mean, he's a busy man.
So, is that the first thing that you do Christmas morning when your son wakes up?
Yeah, he'll come out and see what Santa's left him under the tree. And he also leaves a little Santa sack at the end of his bed as well for Santa to give him a few things.
So, he's expecting a few presents.
Well, he'll be expecting something. He's been a good boy this year, so.
You've got a Santa app, don't you?
I do have a Santa app on the phone.
Yes, I know that. You meant to get the Santa bubble too. Do you know that?
No.
It's meant to tell you if you've been naughty or nice. Oh. It changes in color.
Okay.
I used to ring Santa years ago. But my son, my oldest is 11. He's like, yeah, right, Mom.
Yeah, he's.
But my 7-year-old is still hanging in there.
Yeah, of course.
What about you from Manila? What are the traditions or the things that you used to do back home in the Philippines that you bring here, Fritzy?
That is such a difficult question to answer because it's completely, extremely
different.
You
were telling me one the other day.
Which
a tradition
one?
That you have. Is it like a KK thing or something?
Yeah, it's a Kris Kringle, but we don't do it here. Because we live very high octane lives here, and so Christmas for us is an opportunity for us to catch up on rest. That's what it's all about. So you'd be busy,
and then Christmas Day you just sleep.
We'd crash, and so we would have Christmas lunch, and pretty much I'd be in bed and sleeping
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, because. It's really busy. I think our last gig this year is the 23rd.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday. So it's different, like, in Manila and, you know, with my family and even my family in America. It's still the same. They have brought over what we do in the Philippines over there. Say they would have the Secret Santa Kris Kringle kind of thing where, I think I mentioned it last year, the Monita Monita thing.
Yes.
Where at 12 midnight, the moment it strikes, you know, it's December 25th, we would, you know, just erupt into a dance and form a circle and sing, I love my Monito, yes I do, I love my Monito, yes I do, love my Monito, yes I do, love my Monito, but I won't tell you. And then each family member would be in the center of the circle and then reveal, like, the name of the person that he or she got, and then, you know, the chain of revelation continues. But each time you reveal, like, you sing the song and you dance crazily in that circle thing. And we eat a lot.
What would you eat?
Food. Ham.
Ham.
Pasta. Queso de bola.
Queso de bola or cheese. Every single
fruitcake.
Thing,
fruit
yes.
Cake. Yeah, fruitcake.
Desserts. Yeah. All the food pudding. That you can imagine. Yes.
Castañas. Rice puddings.
Yes. Fruit.
Do you make, like a trifle?
No.
Trifle's very like... It's like halo halo.
It's like, but we have...
We don't have halo halo Christmas Day.
We have the gelatine thing, though, which is similar to trifle.
That's got a mold and then you put like a cream on top.
Yeah, cream on top. I think that's what you were talking
about. That's
very
80s, too.
I know. Reveals my age.
I remember that in the 80s. Yes.
So,
chocolate. Sicuate.
Hot chocolate. Yes. So those things we have not brought over here. So the kids are, you know, they're all about, it's Santa, of course. And
so
the
your,
same thing,
your children still get presents from
Santa. Adam is 15. He's going to drive next year now.
And he still gets presents from Santa.
No. He is now Santa.
Uh-huh. That's good to little
And so
Paige.
Paige is still looking forward to Santa. And, we would do the milk and the cookies still. And Paige has a letter to Santa that, you know, she sent to the North Pole. But the kids are exposed to, say, Christmas carols and all that. I think they like entertaining on the lead up to Christmas. So we've got a few performances lined up for them as well. So there's gigs or performance opportunities for them so they can feel that it's Christmas. Like, we just did the Christmas Carols event at for the Geelong football Cats team, football team.
Wow.
It's GMHBA Stadium.
GMHBA Stadium. It's the home of Geelong Cats. We perform there. And then there's, like, another Christmas party where the kids are going to perform. And so,
So Christmas Carols has become your tradition and performing.
Performance is true in my family, too. My father sings all the carols and things at the churches. He goes to, like, six different masses over the Christmas period so he can sing his carols.
But that's the spirit of Christmas, isn't it? Sharing your joy and your talents and giving love, as they say.
True. And I remember when I was in high school,
thanks very much for your time. Merry Christmas, Fritzy, and very special Christmas to you, Stephen family.
Thank you, and to you and yours.
Thank you.
Yes. Are we doing last Christmas?
Yeah. Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.